8.
Obama and Hu get together in China. Our president definitely hints at some sort of action toward the climate talks and stresses some of the differences, but also some of the similarities, playing nice with the Chinese as they dangle our debt. Meanwhile, something that affects all of us on the political side, the hot potato that's become health care reform. The Senate is weighing some of those long-term care programs that could affect many, particularly getting into the golden years. While we talk about that a little bit later in the show, let the games begin. Sarah Palin on tour, and everybody has an opinion. Man, she is getting a lot of airtime. A McCain advisor says Palin's book is a bunch of nonsense and that it's purely fiction. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, happy to be the captain of this ship as we navigate through four big hours live here on these airwaves. Those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. Let's start in China. Some of the eyes of the world, anyway, have been on China to see, as I said, how nice we play with the Chinese. And of course, it seems good trotted out in front of the microphones and whatnot when you have our president, and of course, the man who leads the Chinese, and they're dialoguing on climate change, nuclear threats, especially when it comes to Korea, the North Koreans, and, of course, the economy. Bottom line is, I mean, this was a full-blown kind of summit deal, maybe the first for our president with the Chinese president. And those three topics seem to be the gist or the meat of what was happening with this summit between the two of them, talking about some of the challenges in the 21st century, and a lot of that has to do with nuclear proliferation and, of course, climate change, and then, of course, economic recovery. Like I said, in playing nice with the Chinese, you have to remember that the United States has been worried about some of the reaction from China, I think, because of some of the levies. And the Chinese say they have been stung by this, by some of the new taxes on the imports of Chinese-made tires, for example, steel pipes, and whatnot. And Obama is calling on China to relax controls that keep the currency pretty weak, and it also helps to fuel the exports. And this is something that the Beijing folks are saying, well, this isn't true. This is not what we're doing. We don't believe that these are things that are happening fundamentally in our country. So what does it mean? Ultimately, what it means is exactly what I said when we started here a few moments ago. And the idea is there's massive, massive differences, obviously, between communist China and the United States of America. But that friction between the two countries has to stay at bay somewhat, because you don't want Beijing uptight about the United States. They could literally drop a bomb on us. Not the nuclear form, because they could certainly do that, but in the form of our monetary system. I mean, it's already dicey as it is. So much of the debt being held by the Chinese. There is no way, whoever the president of the United States was, Obama or anybody else, there's no way you can put a pin in that. There's no way that can happen. Because, again, there's too much at risk on the table. Although it is infuriating when you think of what's happening, the tit-for-tat back and forth with the exports and the imports, certainly. So there's huge differences, really, but this had to happen. You've got what's happening in Copenhagen next month, the climate change conference. So Obama's also trying to line up friends of ultimately what he wants to see happen. And in a formula that's been created, it's really the wealthiest countries who would commit to the reduction targets and what's being talked about in the gases that are emitted and stick to those targets, while developing ones would agree to actually meet a few softer goals that would be monitored. Right now, I think it's dicey as to what the participation even will be by Barack Obama and if he'll even be there. So then the third player on the table is the one I mentioned, Iran, and North Korea, and nukes and disarming, you know, North Korea, especially because that would be the concern of China, who didn't endorse Obama's idea of tougher actions should everything fall apart with the idea of having talks with the North Koreans. Beijing has a big interest, as many of you know and have talked about here on ATN, in keeping North Korea stable. And, of course, it's the energy, the cooperation with Iran that they're also not wanting to cut off. See, this is the, again, the problem with the relationship. The United States has lost serious leverage because of the debt situation. So you can only push the Chinese so far, and then you have to pull back. And like I said, I don't care what president it is, they've got to do that. They have no choice as long as that debt's there. This is why so many of us get infuriated when the whole talk of debt is just shoved to the side. Oh, the future of our kids, yes, we got to do this, and we have to do this with health care and everything else, but what kind of debt are we racking up? So much so that the clock is busted in New York, where they were keeping track of the national debt. And this is a huge problem again. Why? Because look at what a big player China has become. Pretty soon, when you go to New York and you look up the Empire State Building, a lot of the other historic sites, who's going to own some of those buildings? And already it's happening. The Chinese. They got big markers in the United States, whether it's five-star resorts or golf courses, and, of course, big-time pieces of property in choice areas of the United States, whether it's a giant skyscraper of significance in New York or an incredible piece of beachfront property in Los Angeles. We're not talking about one little chunk of Malibu. They could end up owning all of Malibu by the time it's all said and done. And just to reiterate this for you one more time, China holds $800 billion, think of that number, $800 billion in U.S. government debt. That is a weak hand. If I'm sitting at the poker table and somebody next to me has that much on me, boy, I'm walking to a cheaper table. But you can't walk away from this table, and that's the problem. So any of the cooperation, it's just conversation. President Hu knows that the Chinese can do what they want to do, whether they want to participate in climate talks, whether they want to try to strong-arm North Korea, which they don't, or Iran, they don't have to, because they hold the cards, and we let them take all the cards that they could scramble and get on the table. That's the big problem. The two cannot be partners. Somebody described to me today, it is kind of like strange bedfellows. To the 10th degree, no doubt, strange bedfellows at this point in time. All right, coming up next for something completely different before we dive into some of the juicy headlines on the day here on ATN, we're going to talk with Jason Bussell, who has some good news for us. You don't have to exercise like a fiend. You can actually eat meat. And you know that whole raw movement with vegetables? You're allowed to cook them. What are the secrets to staying in shape over the holidays and in the long run, for the long term, for your health? We'll chat with him next on ATN.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes centerpiece, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Raise your hand if you're a meat and potatoes kind of guy or gal out there, and everything you read says, ooh, eat brown rice. Potatoes are terrible for you. Stay away from meat, definitely. Forget about the meat. I have so many vegetarian friends. I mean, even guys who say, why do you eat red meat? Look, I like to eat my steak once in a while. So when I find out that we can have somebody on that says you're allowed to eat meat and you can actually cook vegetables, then he is the guest for me on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Jason Bussell joins us, and he is the author of a book called The Asian Diet, Simple Secrets for Eating Right, Losing Weight, and Being Well. And that's the key. We're all trying to learn how to be well. His credentials include a master of science degree in Oriental medicine, which is so big now, people are starting to finally get it. He's the president emeritus of the Illinois Association of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Jason, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. My first question to you is, so it's okay to eat meat?
It's more than okay. It is desirable. Now, most Americans have way too much red meat, and that's not good. It's clearly associated with myriad health problems. Vegetarians almost have it right. They just go a little bit too far. They have too little for too long. One famous Chinese medicinal author wrote that vegetarianism is best suited for monks, living in the shelter of a temple, spending their days in seated meditation. Those of us with a more active lifestyle need a little bit of a more active food source. The Chinese recommend that we get 2 ounces twice a week of specifically mammal meat. A little bit of fish is good, a little bit of chicken is good, but we do need a little bit of mammal in that rotation as well. But all meats should be thought of more as a condiment or as a side dish than as a main dish. In America, we tend to have the large protein, small vegetable, small starch on our plates, and we want to tweak that to where we're having the large vegetable, small protein, small starch. Don't need to have meat every day, but we should have it a few times a month.
All right, so this is also about portions then, too. You don't want to have a 10-ounce porterhouse steak twice a week.
Correct. Meat is one of the more difficult things to digest, and we want an efficient digestive system. This is the system that gives us all of our energy. We don't want to waste too much energy processing our food. I liken this to an ATM fee where they charge you $2 to take out 10. Now, the less efficient our digestion is, the more food our body's going to ask for. It needs more fuel to now process this difficult load we've just given it. A little bit of meat is not too difficult, but a huge steak, yes, that's going to tax your system, slow down your metabolism, slow down your digestive system. So you don't want to have too much. But balance and moderation are the overriding principles in health, in Chinese philosophy, in Chinese medicine. So too much or too little of any one thing is not a good thing.
Yeah, I can understand that. Vegetables. There's a whole movement about raw. Like some famous people did it. Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow. Is raw bad for us? Or is it just that, no, it's not necessarily bad for you, but it's better to have cooked vegetables? Which way do you go on this?
Balance and moderation. So a little bit of raw is good, but the proper balance is to have more of our food cooked. Whatever you put in your stomach that's cold and raw, you have to heat and cook. Now, the raw food proponents right now are arguing that when you cook a vegetable, you destroy all its nutrition. That's not true. Lightly steaming or sautéing a vegetable, you do destroy about 10%, but that remaining 90% is then unlocked and available. Cooking has been a part of every culture since we harnessed fire, because early on, people noticed that when I cook this, I digest it more easily.
So that's a good tip. Yeah, balance and moderation. Okay, how about are vegetables better than fruit? What about the pyramid, what the pyramid is? Do they have it right? How many fruits we're supposed to eat and how many vegetables a day and how much milk we're supposed to drink and how much water we're supposed to drink?
Well, they've got a lot of things out of balance on there. When they were originally devising that food pyramid, most of the scientists on that panel agreed and said that dairy has no place in an adult's diet. They were all kicked off of that panel and were replaced from people that worked for the dairy industry. Dairy is for infants. Humans are the only animal that have it after infancy. And it's not all humans. It's pretty much just Europeans and Americans. They don't do it in Africa. They don't do it in Asia. Coincidentally, they have stronger bones in Africa and Asia than we have here in the States. Now, another problem with dairy is that it is intended for infants to grow tissue. Most of us are not looking to grow any more tissue by the time we are fully grown.
Mm.
So in an adult body, the substance that it turns to is phlegm. Phlegm can manifest many different ways. It can turn into jelly rolls in your stomach area or around the body. It can get into the sinuses, causing sinusitis, rhinitis. It can get into the throat with a postnasal drip, occlude the breathing with asthma and bronchitis. It can get into the brain, causing forgetfulness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. It can also congeal to form cysts, fibroids, and tumors. The Chinese understand cancer and these other abnormal growths as being basically phlegm balls, and they noticed more of them in the population that had dairy. So in terms of the food pyramid, dairy does not belong in there. You can get away with a little bit, but I do want to dispel the notion that it is a healthy food for us. It actually robs the bones of calcium rather than delivering it, as the commercials are all telling us.
Wow, no kidding. I mean, the whole got milk deal and what we see constantly pumped on the tube about what you should get dairy intake and pills that can help you, especially with women who are having problems with calcium. And often they'll say, well, make sure you got to get your allotment of calcium, certainly in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, because then look what happens when you get older. So that's not true. So it's the idea of the phlegm balls, and this is why we see, because I think a lot of us can agree, boy, a lot of Asian folks that I know are in great shape. They're thin, they look very healthy, and we're talking older people too as well, that I think they live longer than we do in the United States by at least 10 years. Am I right on that?
Oh, I'm not sure, and that varies from region to region. But they also have a higher infant mortality rate, so that kind of skews the results of the average lifespan.
Mm.
But those that make it into adulthood, they do tend to live longer and healthier than we do. If we eat like the Asians, we'll look like the Asians, which is to say thin. When they eat like us, they look like us, which is to say not thin. And there are a lot of disparate opinions on what constitutes healthy eating, but nobody studied this longer, nor more successfully, than the Asians. I tend to put more stock in what they have come up with over the thousands of years as opposed to our recommendation of the month.
Yeah. What about exercise? Because we're coming at the time of year where people will gorge themselves at Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatnot, and then they'll get gym memberships or suddenly show back up at the gym or start to run or start to do other things. And people tend to get obsessive about it, especially when they're starting something. So they exercise like mad people for a while, and then they kind of lose interest. How important is exercise?
Exercise is very important, but it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. And in America, we tend to go to extremes. It's time for me to get in shape, so I'm going to work out 3 hours a day. And then when I can't do 3 hours a day, I'm just going to do nothing. I have a lot of patients that don't get enough exercise, and I understand it can be difficult to get that 20 minutes that is recommended, but everybody can find 1 or 2 minutes. When you're waiting for your shower to warm up, knock out some deep knee bends, do some push-ups and some sit-ups. If you break a sweat, it doesn't matter. You're hopping right in the shower. Now, Tai Chi is the best exercise. It can be done at any age, any skill level. It is an internal as well as external martial art, so it's as much about freeing the flow in the mind and in the heart as in the body. It is surprisingly strenuous and can be done throughout the lifetime. I used to think that yoga was just as good. Yoga is very popular these days, and it has the spiritual aspect and can be done at any age and any skill level. But in my practice, every year I see about 10 to 15 yoga-related injuries. And I've never seen one Tai Chi-related injury. So I am now recommending Tai Chi for all of my patients. Swimming's great. Walking's great. Tai Chi and yoga can be the best. Everything else should be in a wider rotation. You've got 600 muscles in your body. They all want exercise. They all want different types of exercise. So don't fall into this rut of doing the same 1, 2, 3 exercises all the time. We want to diversify the portfolio and have a wider variety.
Well, some great advice, diet expert Jason Bussell. Thank you so much. Pick up his book, The Asian Diet, Simple Secrets for Eating Right, Losing Weight, and Being Well. You be well, Jason, and thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
All right, good night. So you heard what he said. It's 600. Now, that was fascinating, the 600 muscles in the body. So you could just use the swimming and the walking and the Tai Chi if you can figure out how to do Tai Chi. I think they offer them in a lot of spots now, a lot of classes in Tai Chi. But it's not that you have to be the rabid exerciser. Of course, I'm saying that, and I'm somebody who often prescribes to that, where you get the crazy thing and you're working out, working out, working out, working out, working out, and then you get burned out. I know a lot of the guys listening can relate to that. How many times have you gone to the Y, gone to the gym, done the same thing over and over and over again, and then you've just had it? You just burn yourself out. The idea is not to do that. We thought it'd be timely to have him on because we're coming closer, of course, to the end of the year. Certainly not to the end of the show. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a crazy incident involving a Steelers fan in Chicago. Curious? Stay tuned.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Coming up, we're going to kill you with birthdays. Hopefully some people that you recognize and some that you have no clue who they are. That's part of the fun of America Tonight, the guessing game. Who was that obscure actor that she mentioned? Anyway, we're going to jump to that in our next segment along with News You Can Abuse and, of course, This Day in History. As time is ticking away, we are just a little over a week from Thanksgiving and then, of course, into the holiday season, whatever you celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or any other holiday. But it is the season. I'm hearing Christmas music everywhere I go, so it's pretty obvious. I thought they used to wait until Thanksgiving passed. Matt, when you were a kid, didn't it seem like first we have Thanksgiving and then, okay, boom, the day after, Black Friday, usher in the holiday season? But now Christmas gets earlier and earlier. In fact, really after Halloween, I started to see Christmas decorations up.
I've seen it even before Halloween started.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's sad. Oh,
it's too much, in my opinion. I don't know.
I think so, too. It's too much. I think, you know what I think it does? I don't know how many people listening to this think we're crazy, but I think it kind of kills the spirit. It's sort of, it's too soon or something.
I agree.
There's too much of it.
Yeah, it's because it lasts too long, so it kind of takes away from it, the whole Christmas spirit or whatever your holiday season, whatever you want to call it. And it's almost, because it was always after Thanksgiving, that's when kind of you start to see the sales and the Christmas decorations at the mall or whatever and up on people's houses. And now it just gets inundated on you and you're just, I don't know, bombed by it almost.
I think so. I mean, it's you know, I'm a glasses half full person, but when I see all this Christmas stuff out so early, it does that to me. It kind of makes me feel glum, and it's the opposite effect. Is supposedly let's face it, with the Christmas this early or any kind of holiday celebration, the idea is material. It's that they're getting you to try to buy things and whatever it is, whether it's electronics or clothes or whatever, it's about the money aspect of it completely.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it makes it more of a corporate thing than a
yes
than a holiday about, you know, giving and
yeah,
you know, the whole, it's about giving and being with your family and hanging out and kind of the spirit of, I don't know, promise. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, what's coming up.
Yeah.
No, of what's coming up, of what the new season is and the years passing and you move on. And I agree. That's exactly what it's about. You know, I'm sure I was spoiled when I was a kid and got crazy amounts of things, but it was always the simple things that we ended up playing with to death, whatever it was, whether it was Rock'em Sock'em Robots or the basketball or whatever. So I agree with you. I don't think it's about the material, even for kids, as much as that's what it's become. And so the earlier we keep doing this, the more it becomes a consumer event, and it doesn't become about being with families and getting something cool for somebody that you just recognize that they did something for you, and it's not some giant gift. It's just whatever. It's that thought thing. That sort of goes out the window. And they need to stop it. And now you have these radio stations that play nothing but Christmas music. I get that on Christmas Day or leading up to Christmas Day and people have off and all of that, but to pump it out for an entire month, I don't know.
We have an oldies station here in town that pretty much from Thanksgiving through New Year's plays only Christmas music, and I absolutely can't stand it because there's only so much Christmas music you can take, and then there's some like offices or malls or places you go into where they're just always have it on, and then everywhere you go, all you do is hear Christmas music, and it just, I don't know, it can make you go crazy, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you know, you may disagree. It'd be interesting. Send me some emails if any of you have any thoughts on this at americatonight.net. But I do. I think it pulls something out of you that's not that spirit, the whole idea of what the holiday is about, etc. It kills that, and it's just, it's way, way, way too early. The more we keep moving it earlier, the more I think it ruins the whole idea of it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Christmas music, you know, a day or two before Christmas and around then, and, you know, maybe there's some snow out, even if you live in Dallas possibly, but maybe not.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the time you want to have the Christmas music going on, and when you're, you know, hanging out and getting all the family together and everything like that, then it's perfect. But not December 1st when you're just driving around to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's just way too early. And then if anything, it may stress everyone out because you start to think about, oh, I need to get this, I need to get that. And it just propagates that whole thing that it's consumer, consumer, consumer. 800-259-5791. How we went down that road, I have no idea, but I just started to think about that in shopping and noticing it, how crazy it is, how way too early, way too early. All right, sadly, there is one little girl who won't be celebrating Christmas, and the father of the 5-year-old girl whose body was found off of that road in North Carolina says that he regrets giving the girl's mother a chance to raise their daughter, even though she seemed to be getting their life together. The girl's father, Bradley Lockhart, said he had a one-night stand with Antoinette Davis and mostly brought up their daughter before letting Davis take care of her. So Shania Davis, a month later, Shania Davis was dead, and her body was, we told you this the other day, was dumped off of a road, and her mother accused of selling her for sex, which is beyond anything I can comprehend whatsoever. just so sick and twisted and so sad that this would happen. And you had volunteers, I mean, hundreds, we're talking about hundreds of people who were trying to find Shania. And they left that search area once they found the body, just completely dejected and feeling terrible. And, you know, there was a dog trainer who was actually there when they found her body. And they say that searchers initially kind of overlooked the one area because they saw only, this is so sad, only deer carcasses in trash bags. Ugh. So 25-year-old Antoinette Davis charged with human trafficking and felony child abuse, and her court appearance just the other day, pretty much those one-word answers. I know I talked about that, and the sister saying that she doesn't believe the charges and doesn't think she could hurt her children. Yeah, right. This is why there almost ought to be a law about who can have kids when something like this happens. So, you know, he decides she's okay, she can handle it, but obviously she couldn't. And look what happened as a result, huh? As a result of that awful stuff. In other odds and ends, quickly, a couple of other things that we haven't really touched on too much here on this version of America tonight. But I did mention about Fort Hood and the investigations and all that stuff. But this was an interesting thing. There's one lawmaker who is saying, listen, here's how we should classify this. John Carter, Congressman John Carter, is going to introduce a piece of legislation. In fact, I think he already did earlier in the day, that would grant the victims of the Fort Hood massacre the same legal status as combatant casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan. So this is interesting because this is intensifying that debate over whether the incident should be labeled as a terrorist attack or not. And I love that he's doing that. I love that he's calling for the victims to be legally recognized as casualties. And that's, again, a huge distinction. He's a guy who actually represents that area. And it would also grant the 13 Army and civilian officers killed and the 29 wounded the same legal status as, like I mentioned, anyone in both of those countries in the Middle East, and they would get the Purple Heart, see, which I think is great. It would allow them to get the Purple Heart and the civilians to get the civilian equivalent award of that, which would be the Secretary of Defense Medal of Freedom. And it would also give the maximum life insurance benefits available as well, and some of the other benefits to the beneficiaries of the military officers who were killed. And remember, there were some families certainly in this, but the idea of a Purple Heart, I love that idea. And, you know, when this whole thing happened, I wasn't even thinking of that angle. I wasn't even thinking of, wow, and I don't know why, because I think we talked about benefits, but what that would do for those families, I think it would go a long, long, long way for that to happen. So let's hope that this goes through, this legislation, and it would make a difference financially to help some of those families, but also I think psychologically would. And hey, I mean, this, in what I think happened there and what we're seeing in the evidence, it would also be something that would just push that debate further about the casualty thing and whether or not this should be classified as a terrorist attack. So bravo to Congressman John Carter for pulling that up and going a step further and suggesting that for a couple of different reasons on many levels, including foremost honoring those people who were cut down, and some of them so young, and also helping the family out as well. All right, coming up here on the flip side, we're going to go through birthdays and this day in history. You know, we were just talking about how close we were to Christmas. If you're walking around the grocery stores or the malls or anywhere and you're hearing Christmas music, how many days until that day? We'll tell you coming up next on the flip side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
All right, so here's the scoop. There are 43 days left in the year. Woo! A couple of quick reminders from America tonight. Don't forget, we have the all-important Nail the Score. It's getting bigger and better, and the prize pack is huge. I mean, every day there's somebody's giving me something new to put in the prize pack. So I hope somebody does nail the score by the end of the year. A couple of you have come close. Lately, not anyone that super close. But we still have a whole lot of football to be played, and I got my fingers crossed that somebody's going to win because I really, truly want somebody to break the pattern and nail the score. So that happens on our Friday morning show. It's the third hour of the show. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing the lottery. You call up. We have randomly picked the two teams of all the games that are there on the scoreboard for the taking, and you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Also, don't forget, not this week, but the following week, we're going to do it on Tuesday because Thanksgiving is obviously Thursday. And I'm sure that you're going to be stuffed with turkey, enjoying a day off, or if you're not enjoying a day off, wanting to just chill and relax, and nobody's going to be calling. At least there may be a handful of people that would, but we're not counting on people calling on the holiday. So Tuesday, nail the score on Tuesday, plus the biggest turkeys of the year. And it can be in any form that you can think of, world-wise, entertainment, sports, politics, science, anything. I mean, anything at all that you choose to be the turkeys or the biggest turkey, who you think it would be. Really, it's one. You could list a couple, but you want to pick your one big turkey, which is hard to do when you boil it down. All right, we're going to do this day in history. So in 59, I'll give you a hint. Ben-Hur, MGM's biblical era spectacle that starred Charlton Heston and was directed by William Wyler, had its premiere at the Lowe's State Theater in New York. Also in 1883, the United States and Canada adopted a system of standard time zones. All right, we move from that to the crazy oddball stuff that we like to call here on the show news you can abuse. And there's always so much of the weird stuff out there. A lot of it has to do with setting records or 15 minutes of fame or somebody that gets on the police blotter for some crazy, stupid thing they decided to do. So we're going to kind of go in that direction for a second. The FBI is looking for the Geezer Bandit. They say an elderly, thin, gray-haired man, nicknamed the Geezer Bandit, is responsible for holding up 5 San Diego banks since the summer. Now, this is radio, but I saw a picture of the Geezer Bandit, and he looks like the sweetest grandfather that you can imagine, just sitting in a rocking chair telling you stories about the good old days. He looks like he's maybe in his 70s, and they say that in the most recent robbery, he approached a Bank of America teller in La Jolla, displayed a handgun, and asked for cash, and then he went away on foot. He's responsible for robbing 4 banks, like I said, since the summer, since late August, and they're offering $16,000 in rewards for information that could lead to his arrest and his conviction. Wow. Isn't that crazy? I mean, really, honestly, you look at the guy and you would think somebody could take him, too. That's the other thing. I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy. How about this Alberta dairy cow and what it sells for, or what it sold for anyway? Would you think a cow is worth $1.2 million? Well, that's exactly what happened at a Toronto auction. Dairy farming might just become the occupation of choice for some millionaires anyway, after one cow raked in that amount of money. It was an extremely rare occurrence, and it was shocking for the people at this farm just to see how much the cow went for, but I guess it's a very valuable cow, rare for a cow to sell for that much. The farm sells elite dairy genetics, meaning their cows regularly attract high bids, but the cow's sales price was over $800,000 more than the second most expensive cow. So what did they know, the people who bought this cow? I don't know. It was a gold-spotted bovine, and maybe that's it. They wanted the million-dollar cow. They liked the idea. And this is a 3-year-old animal that was purchased by a couple of different people. So they're going to have to fight the rights to Missy's genetically superior embryos, and that's probably what it is. Because here's the thing, they say she could potentially produce up to 75 calves, and it's likely she's going to have about 40. So that's probably the reason for the $1.2 million sale that still does seem, wow, really, really high. Mm. This I don't understand either. Seattle police say a man who thought he was a ninja was impaled on a metal fence when he tried to jump over it. An officer who was looking for an assault victim on Monday night heard the man screaming in pain for help. He supported him to prevent further injuries until the medics came and took him to the hospital. He was in serious condition and intensive care. They wrote in a department website posting that they thought the man might have been involved in this reported assault, but he insisted he was just a ninja trying to jump over a tall, tall fence and was apparently overconfident in his abilities, and alcohol might have played a part in this. Anytime you think you're going to be able to leap over a net that's got prongs on it that could go all the way right through you, you might want to kind of think twice about being impaled and perhaps realize that you can't do what your comic book heroes do. I don't know. All right, this day in history, here's what happened way back when, on the 18th of November, because it is Wednesday, and it is the 322nd day of the year. I love saying that. In 1909, President William Taft ordered two warships to Nicaragua a day after the government of the president then, Zelaya, executed two American mercenaries along with several hundred revolutionaries. Also, in 1928, Walt Disney's first sound-synchronized animated cartoon, Steamboat Willie, starring Mickey Mouse, premiered in New York. In 1936, Germany and Italy on this day recognized the Spanish government of Francisco Franco. I went to his gravesite. I've never seen anything like it. The man must have been an incredible narcissist, or people just worshipped him. Certainly, I know a lot of people thought he was the worst of the worst, but it's his whole gravesite is like the inside of a mountain. They dug it out, and then his coffin is way in the back with a giant crucifix. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. In 1966, the U.S. Roman Catholic bishops did away with the rule against eating meat on Fridays outside of Lent. A lot of people still, anyway, don't do that. In 1987, the Congressional Iran-Contra Committees issued their final report saying President Ronald Reagan bore ultimate responsibility for wrongdoing by his aides. And we move ahead, jump ahead rapidly to birthdays. Can we have some music, please?
Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Yeah, it's like when you go to those restaurants and, you know, all of a sudden everybody comes over and they start singing and you see this poor man's face turn purple. Former Senator Ted Stevens, ooh, he got in a lot of trouble. Republican from Alaska, 86 years old. Actress Brenda Vaccaro is 70 years old. You might have caught her in the streets of San Francisco. She did some guest appearances there and was in a whole bunch of other things as well. Linda Evans, I think we know who she is, 67 years old. College Football Hall of Famer Jack Tatum is 61 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Elizabeth Perkins is 49 years old. Actor Mike Epps is 39. Actor Owen Wilson, who I think is hysterical, is 41 years old. You might have seen him in Marley and Me or a slew of other movies. Also celebrating that same birthday, singer Kim Wilde is 49 years old. Comedian Kevin Nealon is 56 years old. He recently did a special on HBO, and he's on Weeds. Pretty funny, actually, on that show, Weeds. Actor Nate Parker is 30 years old. Nathan Press is 17. I know you're saying, who? Who is that? Peta Wilson is 39 years old. That's a good birthday, right? Rock singer Tim DeLaughter is 44. You gotta like that last name, DeLaughter. All right, remember, you can shoot me your thoughts or any suggestions on how to cook a turkey. I got to cook one coming up in a couple of weeks. Send them to americatonight.net.
Okay, okay, bye-bye, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Let's up. One, two, three, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.